This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The end for the internal combustion engine is nigh, or at least nearer, over in Britain. The government there has moved up its ban on sales of new gas and diesel vehicles from 2040 to 2030. It would make the UK number two, behind Norway, in the global move to outlaw gas-powered cars and trucks. So how is the planned ban going down out in the English countryside? From southern England, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that one.
In the very traditional village of Quainton, with its thatched cottages and its windmill on the green, Paul Tunnicliffe prepares for a spin in his very traditional motor car. A 1933 Fraser-Nash sports car, a fossil-fuelled beauty.
Six-cylinder, single overhead camshaft, three carburettors. And
while Tunnicliffe revels in the technical specs, it's pretty clear this vehicle is the love of his life.
You build quite a strong emotional rapport with a car like this. Effectively, it's part of the family, and whenever I sell a car, which thankfully isn't too often, it's a massive wrench in my life.
Tunnicliffe, who's president of the Vintage Sports Car Club, would be aghast if he were ever prohibited from driving his beloved Fraser-Nash, but he's certainly not opposed to the ban on the sale of new fossil-fueled cars.
The willful destruction of the planet cannot continue unabated, so times move on and we have to move with them.
An unexpected sentiment, perhaps, from a vintage car enthusiast, but it is surprising how widespread support for the ban seems to be. Here's Paul Mauerhoff, a spokesman for the UK auto industry.
We welcome the ambition. I mean, I think the industry wants to move towards zero-emission motoring because it's invested, significantly in this technology.
And less surprisingly, Luke Murphy of the progressive think tank, the IPPR, is also enthusing about the ban.
It sends an important signal to the world that the UK is getting serious about tackling the climate crisis and meeting its net zero challenge.
But the enthusiasm is tempered with realism. Auto industry spokesman Paul Mauerhoff points out that currently only 5% of new cars sold in the UK are electric.
So now we're looking at moving that to effectively 100% in 9 years. So that really gives a sense of scale to this challenge, which is immense.
He says it'll only happen if there's a multi-billion dollar increase in public spending on subsidies for the purchase of electric cars and promotion of a vital new industry that is just beginning to stir.
You turn up, you take the charger out of its socket, you connect it to the car.
The UK's first all-electric recharging station in Great Notley, near the town of Braintree. With 36 chargers, it's due to open next month. The boss, Toddington Harper, is delighted with the new ban.
Within 9 years, we are transitioning entirely, so it's going to be illegal to buy a petrol or a diesel car. This really is a tremendous opportunity. It's going to be good for the environment, and it's clearly going to be great for business too.
He's planning 100 new all-electric stations within the next 5 years. He was predestined for this project. 60 years ago, his father built gas stations and named his sons Toddington and Heston after two of the UK's freeway rest stops. Now Toddington Harper has built the first electric equivalent here at Braintree.
Are you going to name your next child Braintree?
Well, actually, I have four little girls. They're wonderful. They got born during the period I was building a lot of solar projects. So they all have, middle names along the lines of Sunshine. And
that's a relief. They're not going to be burdened with Braintree. Or even worse, Great Notley.
I think Braintree and Great Notley are wonderful names.
He's confident he'll still be laughing 9 years from now and that his vision will pay off. In Braintree, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.